Next case.
Next case is case number 11485, the application of Gloria Burton. Site is located on private road east of Wolf Street, 920 feet south of 10th Street in the town of Laurel. 911 address is 32011 Wolf Street, Laurel, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 432, map 8.10, parcel number 89, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a variance of 18.6 feet from the required 20-foot rear yard setback. General, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gloria Burton, 27448 Woodland Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, appears our office may have done some work for Ms. Burton in the past. I don't know that that creates a conflict of interest, but if the board felt that way, ask any questions be directed to Vince Robertson.
Okay, thank you.
I can't talk to you. Is that
right? I know who you are.
Sorry, that's one strike.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm requesting a variance so that I can sell this piece of property. I purchased it in 2012 from Mount Air Farms, tore down the mill, and converted their office into a house. So that was the second time that it was sold, obviously without a variance because I didn't move the house. And it's been there since 1974, according to the records that I obtained from the property record card that originally Central Grain put the structure there in 1973, they assume, because it said it was a year old on the record, which began in 1974. So I think that addresses some of the uniqueness of requiring this variance. I can't sell it. I found out during the process of settlement, attempting to settle, that it wasn't in compliance. So it wasn't anything that I did. And it doesn't affect any of the neighborhood. It's kind of out in the, I mean, it's just directly outside of the Laurel town limits in a rural area. It's not detrimental to the public welfare, and it is, getting this variance does represent the least possible method of resolving this issue.
Okay.
You bought the building and it was there when you purchased.
It was an office.
It was an office.
They used it as an office.
And how long was that office there?
It was the same structure according to the property record. That structure was put there in 1974.
Okay. Thank you.
So now I'm sorry.
And I asked about whether or not a permit had been obtained, and the records office said that if there was one, it would have been in the archives. But I didn't attempt to go there. I didn't know where to go attempt
to
find it.
Yeah, the county, for the benefit of the board, the county had changed the assessment records in 83. Or no, it's not right. It was about 74. Yeah, because our records go back, computer goes back to 83, but the assessment records go back to 74.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the reassessment.
But
all the old record were shipped to archives.
Okay. Well, Central Grain sold it to Mount Air in 2003. There wasn't an issue with the variance then. I don't know why that wasn't the case. Then I bought it from Mount Air in 2012, and now I'm attempting to sell it to a gentleman, and it doesn't meet compliance.
All right. Rather than question the standards, I'll open up questions from the board members. Mr. Rickard.
Mr. Knight, could you have, you said that it was in the archives?
It would be in the archives in Dover.
Oh, okay.
All the assessment records, all the property record cards for the whole county were transferred to archives after the new records were created sometime in the mid-70s. They were shipped.
Not in the room you and I were in. They're not stacked high.
Not in the county record management building at the airport. Definitely not.
They're not there anymore, thank God. But anyway, you said that you purchased this property. Someone purchased this property before you, or just take me through that.
Okay. Central Grain owned the property.
Okay.
And I assume put that building there.
All right.
Prior to 1974, because these records show on it that it's a year old.
Okay.
So I'm assuming. The girl assumed that it was put there in 73. She said she didn't know whether or not there was a permit, that it would have been archived if there were.
Okay.
Then they sold it to Mount Air Farms in 2003. I purchased it from Mount Air Farms in 2012.
Okay. Now, on the right here over here, what is to the right of your problem that you're having, that your encroachment showing? What is that? You have the property there.
MRJ Reynolds.
I'm sorry?
MRJ Reynolds.
Is that what it is?
Rentals.
Yeah, I see it there.
MRJ Rentals. That piece of property actually right there is wetlands. So that can't be, nothing can be done with that piece of property. It's actually owned by a gentleman by the name of Michael Jonigan. He owns Emico. They build pilings.
He's a piling, yeah, that's right. He's
and he owns an L. That property that's listed as MRJ Rentals. In front of that, right off of 10th Street in Laurel, opposite across from the firehouse, is a blue steel building where he constructs pilings for offshore.
So right to the, to the north side would be wetlands, is that correct?
The west. When you're looking at this,
right.
the wetlands are here.
Oh, I meant to the north.
The north. This is an empty lot right now. Mr. Jonigan has plans that he's going through right now to put a distribution center there and have a link to the railroad. Nothing's been done yet. His building, his factory is actually just opposite, just in front of this wetlands. So he owns this whole L, which runs on 10th Street.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this. I'm trying to figure out what impact this is going to have.
On him?
Or whoever owns this ground.
Well,
it's right on the line.
It is right on the line. It's 16 inches off of the line at the front corner. There is a row of a trees that's right here. There's an electrical box and a telephone pole that's about 15 feet from this corner of the house.
Gotcha.
So unless he moved both of those structures, he wouldn't be able to do anything.
Closer.
He wouldn't be able to do anything closer than that.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
Just a couple little things. The property is as you bought it.
Yes, except the grain mills, grain storage
bins.
That haven't been moved.
I was going to say that. I knew there were previously grain bins there.
Yes.
And you had them torn down?
Yes.
Okay. Is the property landlocked?
Except for the ingress and egress that comes off of Wolf Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's between the railroad tracks and the line?
No. That actually, the railroad track runs here. Wolf Street runs parallel to the railroad track. So the ingress and egress, actually, you have to go down Wolf Street and then across the back of the property.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
Did you live in the house?
No. All I did was renovate it, put in a kitchen, redid the bathrooms, because it was just offices and it had two partial bathrooms. And I just made it into a three-bedroom, two-bath house.
Why would you do that if you...
I don't know, stupid.
You know, my next question was, why would you do that when you knew it was right on, it was in violation? I don't know.
There were a lot of things I didn't know about this property.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
All right. Okay. Before you answer my question, Mr. Chairman.
I'm glad the place is empty.
Questions? Mr. Blank?
No questions.
No questions. It doesn't appear that there's anyone in the audience, but I'll ask the question anyway. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,485. The applicant has addressed the standard of granting a variance. There is a uniqueness to this property. The applicant has explained the completely the problems that she encountered when she bought this property, and now she's trying to correct them. And there is a uniqueness, like I say, and you've asked someone, I believe, on the board asked for the. Whether it was landlocked, and it's not landlocked. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. She bought the property that way. And also, the variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property. And the variances will not alter essential character to the neighborhood, I believe around there. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for case number 11,485. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,485 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.